Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, San Francisco, California. How you doing? For the next hour, well, let's face it, the next 53 minutes, we're going to talk video games. It's the only hour all week that they let us do it on this network and others that are picking up the show. Great to have you with us wherever you are listening, coast to coast and border to border. On Sports Byline, but also on SBNationLive.com. So we go through SB Nation Radio out of Houston, Texas. Also, Dan Patrick channel on Sirius XM 211 in progress. See the man, male Caucasian, 1 Adam 12. All my truckers out there getting that white line fever. Come on, get in on Sirius XM 211. Also on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, and your cable provider, 35 million homes. How about the American Forces Radio Network? Big supporter of the troops. I come from a military family. You probably do as well, but even if you don't, we appreciate all that our military does. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. Keep rolling with force. We're proud of you. Come home soon. Keep up that good work. We're on the internet at sportsbyline.com as well. Go there. Click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. You can send your emails there. Also, use rick@sportsbyline.com to win the free game I'll give away at 40 after the hour, so just about a half hour away. What's the free game? You got to wait. The dumb guy voice, that's you. I know. I'm sorry. I couldn't think of anything else. Can't do accents these days, so you can do the dumb guy voice. Also, how about TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, all apropos applications for receiving the programming. And use the email address to request a cheat code. I'd give those away at the end of the show as well. Just send them in. I like looking them up for older games. That's right. You know I like my codes a little bit older. I just want to give you codes tonight. I promise not to sing. So it's a video game show. We talk about video games. What are you playing? 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-7529. Don't write it down. Dial it up if I could talk. 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. We're talking video games on the Video Game Review.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your
your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Attention small business owners. The IRS has just released a notice that businesses eligible to file for the Employee Retention Credit should not file with companies charging a percentage of their ERC refund. These companies have been shown to overqualify businesses, leaving the business owner open to audits and tax penalties. ERTCfiling.com helps small business owners file their Employee Retention Credit forms accurately and at a cost that is a fraction of their competitors. And most importantly, ERTCfiling.com charges a flat fee, not a percentage of what you get back. So there's never a worry about overqualification. Businesses that were open in 2020 and 2021 and subject to any COVID government mandate, such as a capacity limitation, social distancing, supply chain issues, and increased vendor costs, will qualify. You do not need to have a reduction in revenue to qualify for this program. Stop any work you're doing with your current Employee Retention Credit provider and call 833-GET-ERTC or go to ERTCfiling.com to schedule your free 30-minute consultation today.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. What's going on? Let's talk video games. 1-800-878-PLAY. Normally, I don't get too much into video game movies because they're not games. They're movies. But the Super Mario movie globally now has surpassed $500 million. That's with a B, Jeff Bezos. Billion. Way over $500 million. In its first week. It is the highest grossing movie of any kind in 2023. Of course, we're only, 3.5 months in, but still, that's not too shabby. But the reason I bring it up is, and by the way, it could be on its way to a billion, a cool billion itself. We'll see. I mean, it's been a week and they have over 500 million. But the audience score on Rotten Tomatoes is a 96%, which means audiences love it. But I saw something on NintendoLife.com, which usually they either go one or two ways. They usually kiss the ring or they act like they don't like it to sort of keep things legit. And this is the last line in the story about the Super Mario Brothers movie making over $500 million so far. Quote, "In our own review, we praised the spectacle of the movie, but criticized its lack of substance and story." What? Yeah, and then the headline is, "The Super Mario Brothers movie, a fun ride that substitutes story for spectacle." And that's the kind of thing, and this is why I hate reading any movie review. And I'm not a Rotten Tomatoes guy either. Of course, if something gets 2%, it's not like I'm going to ignore it. But it just goes back to some of the criticisms I've seen in actual video games over the years. They might say, you know, what's my character's, the main protagonist's motivation here? Why is he doing this? You know, it's like some method acting thing where it's like, I need a purpose to this. Otherwise, I'm just running around shooting people. Why am I doing it? Do you really need a raison d'etre? Do you? Don't you just want to have fun? And to me, when I saw the Mario Brothers movie, the whole time I wasn't thinking, I don't really think this covers the duality of man. I don't know. It's not that deep. It's just fun. You really want substance. You know, you really want like Luigi's backstory a little bit farther. That always cracks me up. But it's the same thing with video games when they say, you know, there's not enough story to this. You know what I want from a story? From like a novel or maybe a movie. You say, Rick, this is a movie. I know, but I'm just saying it's just fun. This fun substitutes for substance. Well, there you go. Substitute for substance. Okay. 1-800-878-PLAY. Speaking of video game movies, the Tetris movie. The screenwriter is translating basically what they call the dramatic history of the Soviet game to film. And I was reading about this, of all places, on PBS. And when Tetris wasn't invented in the Soviet Union in 1984, the government initially blocked it from all state computers because it was ruining productivity. People were playing it instead of doing their jobs. Of course, they were commie jobs, but a slightly embellished version of how the game escaped from behind the Iron Curtain is in a new movie on Apple TV Plus called Tetris. And it's an interesting story, obviously, about how the game goes. But now if you think about that, and look, I'm all for it, you know, finding out these origin stories and things. Obviously, The Last of Us was a huge hit on HBO. I don't like the game, The Last of Us. I think it's a snoozer because you're just sort of watching it. So you might as well watch live action. And I thought The Last of Us on HBO was pretty good. I wouldn't say it was the greatest thing I ever saw, but I was addicted to it. I watched every episode of it. And but just getting back to the whole, you know, trying to capitalize. Look, if you can make a buck, that's what people will do with anything. And so you try to jump on the productivity, especially coming out of the pandemic, about just how big video games were and how people love it. And then, you know, people my age, nostalgic for some of the older video games. If you want to write a screenplay for a video game, I'm going to give you one right now. Are you a young, inspiring Rick, I'm old. All right, let's just say this. You're an inspiring screenwriter. Maybe you're already established. Warren Robinette. Once again, Warren Robinette, the inventor of the first video game Easter egg. Got to talk to him at a GDC many years ago. If you ever played Adventure on the 2600 and you saw that the little blinky thing where you brought the little dot and you crossed over the bridge and then in Rainbow it said programmed by Warren Robinette. And the reason is because Atari said to all their video game developers, you are not individuals. No one will ever get their name on any of this. You're not making a painting. It's going to say Atari and you're going to like it. We're not going to go ahead and make stars out of our developers. Atari is the star and you work for them. And so that's why he hid his name, because he wanted people to know he made the game. And back then when you had like 6K, you really had to like say, all right, I'll take out this castle to get my name in. But that led to Activision. And of course, what did Activision? They started making their own games like Stampede and games like that. And what did it say? It said real big, who designed the game? And so you just think about missteps in business. Atari made a big misstep in the beginning. They lost so many good developers because they wouldn't let them put their name on it. And now we get credits. I think what's really interesting now is that you can go to some new video games, and I'm sure you know some right now, and there are options when you go into the options menu, obviously, but one of them is credits. Who selects credits? Now, I would say me if my name was in the credits, and then I would just assume, well, everyone's seeing my name. No. Now, I worked in TV for 10 years, and they would throw my name in the credits, and no one cares. I can just tell you, no one cares. But I think it's interesting that they would just even have a option to read credits. So big money is to be made. Illumination and Super Mario Brothers, they did it right, and their audiences love it. I liked it. I very much liked it. Would I see it again? Give me a couple of years if I'm still here, knock on wood, but I don't want to see it again tomorrow. But as someone who loves the Mario Brothers, how can I not like it? It was really fun. And it's not just for little kids, it's for adults too, of which I'm one. But you know, Last of Us, Super Mario, and now the Tetris movie, people are trying to get in. That means there's going to be a lot of bad stuff too, but there are eyeballs that will watch this stuff. Human eyeballs. Bung, 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 bung. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network as well. Tune in app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, Sports Byline USA, SportsByline.com, SB Nation Radio, SBNationLive.com. Oh, we'll come down your chimney with no toys. We'll do everything we can to get this show to you. That's right. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game. So stick around for that as well. If you'd like to chime in, then number to call is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. I have an email here from Marcus. Marcus writing in from Henderson, Nevada, probably listening on the great KSHP, 1100 AM. He said, Rick, in the Mario Brothers movie, why are they called Koopas? Thank you for that. Well, they're not just Koopas in the movies. They're, of course, Koopas everywhere. The little turtle minions of Bowser, King of the Koopas. Years ago, I saw Miyamoto said that he got Koopa from the name for a Korean dish called gukbap, and that the Japanese called it Koopa. Some people, though, have said that there is a frogman-like mythical creature in Japan called Kappa, and that it came from that. But I'll trust the guy who designed the game. And that's Shigeru Miyamoto. But remember, Miyamoto, when he came into being, it was in Donkey Kong in 1981. And he was known as Jumpman, not Jordan. And that's because he was jumping over barrels thrown by an angry gorilla trying to rescue a woman known as the Lady. And unlike any other arcade game at the time, Donkey Kong featured different levels that became harder and harder. And there was also an innovation. Donkey Kong was one of the first to have a story. Kidnapping the lady and Jumpman has to come rescue. And if he succeeds, he gets a cutscene. That's right. And showing them to be reunited. And it feels so good. But Donkey Kong itself was a conversion of another game. If you want to go way back, and I'm going to go ahead and do it because it's my show, but Hiroshi Yamauchi, the longtime first president of Nintendo, he had a family-owned company called Nintendo. It was a success in Japan with the pachinko palaces and card games, but he wanted to break into the global market. He wanted to get into the United States. So Yamauchi hired his son-in-law, Mino Arakawa, whose wife Yoko objected because she said, I don't like my dad. I don't want you to work for my dad. And so they came up with a game called Radar Scope, and it looked just like Galaga. And it was a big hit in Japan, but hardly any of them made it to the U.S. because arcade owners were like, we already got a game like that. And so they had more than 2,000 wood video game arcade cabinets sitting in a warehouse. And at that point, Arakawa knew his father-in-law was going to fire him. So he says, we need to salvage these last 2,000 Radar Scope candidates. And he said, whoever can come up with a design for a game can do it. And the winner was a guy named Shigeru Miyamoto. and he loved manga, Japanese comics, and came up with the Donkey Kong game. And was it supposed to be Monkey Kong? Well, you can make up your own thing there, but the I've heard it both ways. But one of the things that Nintendo did that was smart, and when are they not? I mean, we can think of a couple times where they're not smart, but they usually, you know, dance to the beat of their own drum. You know, whenever when the Xbox and the PS2 is like, oh, we play Blu-rays, the GameCube came out and says, we play these little teeny discs. And then the PS3 and the Xbox One, oh, look what we can do. PS4, they're like, yeah, we're going to do this motion thing called a Wii. And they're like, we will too. Too late. But what they wanted to do was they wanted to make Mario like Mickey Mouse. And in the 90s, Mario was more popular than Mickey Mouse. They just took the Disney playbook, and he realized, by the way, if you want to know how big Mickey Mouse is in Japan, go to Japan. They love Mickey Mouse in Japan. Every one of them, right? No, not everyone, but he's very popular over there. But you just think about what a genius Shigeru Miyamoto was. And by the time Super Mario Brothers was launched, here it comes. Well, guess what? The home gaming console market in the U.S. was bust. Bust. Console makers back then had very little control who designed games for their system, and the result being a lot of games that all stunk. And one of the most notorious examples was in 1982 when I was a senior in high school. How old are you, Rick? Pretty old. E.T. Atari, where was that? New Mexico, where they dumped all of them and buried them. It wasn't a rumor. They actually found them. That is the worst video game ever made. Although DJ Boy on the Genesis is a close second as far as games I've owned. But it was unplayable. It was horrific. It had its own commercial on national television. You know, it was the most popular. I remember Ed McMahon saying E.T. was the greatest movie of all time. And just because of the glut of consoles, the lousy games, and all of a sudden the rise of PCs, the video game market crashed in 1983. How did it crash? Well, in 82, video games were bringing in more than $3 billion. And then in 83, $100 million. That's called a bust. And everybody got out. They were out. Lo and behold, 3 years later, here comes the Nintendo Entertainment System, or the Famicom, as it's known in Japan, the family computer. And I love that marketing. And back then it was too funny, these gender roles it had, because it's like, Mom, you can keep your recipes on it, and Dad, you can keep the blueprints for your workshop in it. Hey, what are you going to do? But it came with Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt and a light gun. And we have not looked back since when it comes to consoles. That is the king. That's the one that started it all. Now, as far as most influential game of all time, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, remember, this was invented in Ireland, so people would stop arguing about what's the best. It's like, we've sponsored a book, and we have the guy who has the longest toenails, or the world's fattest man, or the only guy who played with a yo-yo for 75 days straight. The most influential game in the history of video games is Super Mario Kart. There were 50 copycat games that came out within 2 years when there had never been a kart racing game before. And if you think about that, and it's like, oh yeah, you're right. I mean, think about any character or genre or what have you. I remember years ago, we had a guy on the show here. Was it Mod Nation Racers? It was a kart game where you design your own track and your own traps. It's an outstanding game, but that game wouldn't be around without Super Mario Kart. I remember the Super Mario Kart, the original. To break this time record, you had to like hit a tree and jump over a brick wall and then come back on the other side. And if you got it wrong by 1/100 of a second, there was no way you could do it. And I think I tried it probably 1,000 times, and maybe 6 times I got over the wall at the right time, but I still couldn't bring it home. That was a little bit tough. It was. But anyway, thank you for the emails. And keep them coming, rick@sportsbyline.com. Somebody asked me the other day, not an email, just saying why Luigi had to come in. And that was for two players. And the game was called Mario Brothers. Have you ever, you know, what if you and your brother were called by not your last name, but by your older brother's first name? You think you, if you were the younger brother, you'd be happy about it? But they decided to do a palette swap. There were only six colors in that game. And so Mario was red, and so Luigi was green. And Miyamoto decided that would be it. And in the beginning, it was basically just a green Mario. But we know in games after, Luigi got a little bit taller and got some slightly different abilities, like being able to jump higher or run faster. And then I think probably his opus, if he was a real thing, but his opus as a character, right? Luigi's Mansion. And you just think about, you know, one of the funnest like haunted house movies back in the day. And that's when Luigi kind of got out of the Mario shadow there just for a second. So yeah, I didn't plan on talking about Super Mario Brothers for the first 40 minutes of the show, but we'll move on to some other stuff. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to give away a brand new game. And you just have to write me rick@sportsbyline.com and be the second correct answer to win the game. What is it? What console? What system? Handheld? We'll find out next on the cliffhanger on the Video Game Review.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The Video Game
Review. All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's 40 after. It's time to give away a brand new game. The way you win is by just answering a question, an email to me, rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins. rick@sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com. The game is called Process of Elimination. It's available for the Switch and the PS4. I have it here for the Switch. Here's the summary. In the detective mystery visual novel adventure game Process of Elimination, 14 detectives gather on a mysterious island to stop a serial killer and soon realize that the culprit hides among them. Developed and published by NIS. Content rating M. Blood, violence, suggestive themes, language. Does that mean bad language? This is supposed to be a 24-hour game. NIS from Japan, very anime looking. But Process of Elimination, once again, get down and check it out. And if you let me know, oh, I have to give you a question. That's what it is. Is this a game that's about detectives or is this a game about volleyball? Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Process of Elimination from NIS for the Switch will be on its way to you. If you can tell me this is about detectives or maybe this is about volleyball. All righty then. moving along. An interesting story, by the way, from Congress. A U.S. senator has asked the CEO of Sony to reveal PlayStation's game exclusivity deals. Anything, what? Yes, North Dakota Republican Senator Kevin Cramer, he lives across the hall from Seinfeld, and he also says that he sent a letter to Sony CEO Kenichiro Yoshida, quote, regarding its anti-competitive behavior and to request information on the company's acquisition agreements. So the letter tells Yoshida that he is writing to express concern about Sony's efforts to protect its gaming console business from competition. Kramer says, I am concerned Sony's dominance of that market and its efforts to perpetuate its current position imperils an important economic development opportunity for North Dakota. Now, why is that? Kramer says that North Dakota has developed a strategy to lead the nation in all computer science and cybersecurity education, and that preparing students for careers in gaming is an important component of this effort. He goes on, given the growing significance of the gaming industry to North Dakota, I am troubled by reports Sony appears to leverage its dominance to exclude competition rather than enabling choice for players and developers. Increasingly, appears Sony's dominance is attributable to exclusionary practices, including paying game publishers not to distribute their games on rival platforms. So this is actually something that can be in one of two schools. One school is that Sony is really hurting North Dakota. The other school is this is yet again a buffoon who knows nothing about the video game industry and has a very bizarre, misguided, naive self-importance of his state. No offense to North Dakota. I'm sure it's a fine state. But show me how Sony is hurting North Dakota. When he said, wait, what's the quote here? Because they're an easy target, and I don't want to, you know, I'm sitting out here in California. I don't want to go after North Dakota. But when he says that North Dakota, can lead the nation in computer science, who's to say? Are they also going to lead in movie making and Broadway plays and professional sports? I don't know. But he went on to claim that Sony's attempt to oppose Microsoft's proposed acquisition of Activision Blizzard is an example of anti-competitive conduct, and said it was even more troubling that Sony is lobbying the FTC and other regulators, which began shortly after Sony itself acquired Bungie. So I'll just wrap it up here. Kramer ends his letter by adding Yoshida for unredacted copies of all agreements that give Sony an exclusive right to distribute a third-party game. All agreements between Sony and third-party publishers that prevent them from releasing their games on other systems. All internal company documents describing the strategic rationale for Sony's decision to acquire Bungie. And all correspondence with the U.S. government or any regulatory agencies relating to video game competition. So I could just imagine, think of a big American company. I know, how about Apple, right down the road from where I'm sitting? And what if a foreign country said, give us all your business agreements and internal memos now? Would they even take time to laugh? And now, if you think about other U.S. members of Congress who don't like the Sony anti-competitive behavior, I remember there was a U.S. trade representative named Catherine Tai, and also the Commerce Secretary, Gina Raimondo. They were in issues with Japan during trade talks, and they both kind of brought that up, which I never mentioned on my show because it wasn't that interesting then or now. But to say that these alleged anti-competitive practices, Japan is apparently, Sony is putting Microsoft at a disadvantage. And did Sony secure a number of third-party titles as PlayStation console exclusives over the years, some of which have come from Japanese publishers? Yes. Maybe one of the most notables is the company's ties with Square Enix, which has Final Fantasy VII Remake, Final Fantasy XVI. You can't get those on Xbox. But then again, when you think about Bethesda making its new Star Skyrim, as I call it, that's not going to be on the PlayStation originally when it comes out either. So we'll all stand by on this. I guess it's not really something that we can. But like I said, the politicians, bless their hearts, are usually way off. And it's usually when it comes to what video games do to influence. Like Ted Cruz went on a rant last year about how video games are the reason why there are so many shootings in America. You know, before that, it was R-rated movies. Before that, it was rock and roll. Before that, it was cigarettes. I don't know. It's never, either A, insane people, or B, bad parenting. It's just much easier if you just blame movies or video games, right? But the other thing to keep in mind as an aside too is that if you are a responsible parent, you don't give your 8-year-old Grand Theft Auto. But you think, well, it's a video game. It's not Mickey's Castle. Is there a Mickey's Castle? It's not Mickey's Castle on the Genesis. These are games designed for adults. That's why they're rated M for mature. But I think some people think, well, it's a video game. No, it's not. It's screaming and killing and such things. All right, let's take a look at the new releases this week, Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Beyond the Long Night. This is an adventure roguelike shooter twin stick on the PC. Jump Challenge, action arcade party platformer on the Switch. Recollection, adventure casual indie game on the PC. Desktop Dungeons Rewind, a dungeon crawler RPG on the PC. Disney Speedstorm. This is an F2P racing game on all the big ones. And when I say the big ones, that's the PC, the Xbox One, and Xbox Series X and S, the PS4, the PS5, and the Nintendo Switch. Europa Universalis 4 Domination. This is a DLC expansion strategy simulation pack. God of Rock, a fighting and music game. Switch, PC, 5, 1, XS, 4. Minecraft Legends, action strategy, PC, Switch, both Microsoft and Sony systems. Puzzle Quest 3, adventure F2P, match 3 puzzle game. This is on the 1, the X and S, the 4, and the 5. The Mage Seeker, a League of Legends story, action RPG, PS5, PC, Switch, Xbox Series X and S. By the way, why do you name something a different name because it doesn't have a hard drive, Microsoft? And I guess they felt like it. A Medieval VR, an action indie game for the PC. Now, stand by and take a deep breath. Ready? These are all for the Switch and the PlayStation 4. And they're all coming out on Wednesday. Final Fantasy 1, Pixel Remastered, RPG Remastered. Final Fantasies 1 through 6 Collection, Compilation. Final Fantasy 2, Pixel Remaster. Final Fantasy 3, Pixel Remaster. Final Fantasy 4, Pixel Remaster, 2 left. Final Fantasy 5, Pixel Remaster, and then say it together. Final Fantasy 6, Pixel Remaster. Horizon Forbidden West, Burning Shores. This is a DLC, of course, to the action adventure open world expansive RPG. Lost Epic. This is an action RPG Souls-like on the Switch. Moons of Darsalon, an action casual indie on the PC. Survival Fountain of Youth, action survival on the PC. Arcana of Paradise, The Tower, card RPG, roguelike survival, Switch and PC. Haven Dock, casual indie simulation strategy on the 4. Labyrinth of Zangetsu, dungeon crawler, RPG on the 4, the PC and the Switch. Medieval Dynasty, action adventure game, RPG simulation on the 1 and the 4. Outer Terror, action adventure indie on the PC. And finally, Start Over, action adventure early access sim. Oh, sorry, one more. Super Meat Boy Forever, a platformer on your phone. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, getting you ready to get back to the sports talk here on all the respective networks. But we have to end the show in our customary fashion. The cheat code, send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. I have one here from Kodiak Island. It'd be cool if it was Cody. It's actually from Tim. Rick, any DNA cheats on the PS2 would be thankful. You would be thankful? All right, thanks. rick@sportsbyline.com is the email address. You're in luck. You ready? And this isn't great radio when I say this, but I'll email if you don't get it. But at the title screen of DNA, hold left one and right one. Now, press circle, circle, square, square. L2, circle. L2, square, select. Now release L1, but keep R1 pressed and press circle. Then release R1. You will have all weapons and you will also have, yes, infinite ammo. On DNA on the PS2, hold at the title screen, R1, left one, press, circle, circle, square, square, L2, circle, L2, square, select, release left one, but not R1, and press circle. Release R1 and have all weapons and infinite ammo. How about that? I did you up. All right. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time right here.